This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. UN boss Ban Ki-moon says Myanmar's senior general will allow foreign aid workers into the country to help cyclone victims. NPR's Duwahali Saikautau has more from Bangkok.
Ban met Tan Shwe in Myanmar's new capital, Naypyidaw, some 200 miles north of the country's largest city, Yangon. Ban said he had a very good meeting with the senior general. When a reporter asked if this was a breakthrough, Ban said, "Yes, I think so," adding that Tan Shwe has taken quite a flexible position on this matter. In the meantime, the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO of the UN, said the already severe food security situation in cyclone-hit Myanmar is further worsening because of food shortages and high food price. In a statement, a spokesman said out of 2.5 million affected people, hundreds of thousands in the remote areas of the Irrawaddy Delta still do not have sufficient food to eat.
NPR's Duwahali Saikautau reporting from Bangkok. The death toll in China's earthquake is soaring. Now government officials put the number of dead and missing at more than 80,000. Rescuers say they've pulled more than 33,000 survivors out of the rubble, but they haven't found anyone alive since Wednesday. All that rubble now has to be rebuilt. NPR's Christopher Turpin is in Chengdu with more on that massive effort.
The scale of the task is enormous. Whole areas will need rebuilding from scratch. Some of the hardest hit villages near the epicenter will be relocated to safer ground. Highways, hospitals, and thousands of classrooms, all will need to be reconstructed to standards that offer better protection against future quakes. The immediate challenge, though, is providing for the 5 million left homeless. Provincial officials said today they hope to have almost everyone in safe temporary housing within a month. Yesterday, China's president Hu Jintao was seen on television visiting a tent factory and urging workers there to boost production.
NPR's Christopher Turpin reporting from Chengdu. An update on that tainted food, pet food story you heard about last year. Pet food companies have settled a lawsuit over the bad eats. They'll pay more than $24 million to North American pet owners. Regulators took the food off the market in 2007. It was the largest pet food recall in U.S. history. Investigators found the food had Chinese-made wheat gluten contaminated with an industrial chemical. That is your news for now. If you want more, it's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.